I'm Caroline, and in about 2.5 weeks, I am going to unicycle 5K or 3.1 miles from Normanton Church at Rutland Water. So the park run route at Rutland Water, I'm not going to attempt to do it, I'm going to do it. Ideally unaided, but we'll see how that goes.
Riding a unicycle, this is something you did before when you were younger?
Yeah, when I was about 12, a friend of mine, school friend, had a unicycle, and I don't remember learning to ride it. I just remember being able to ride it and it being really good fun. And so I thought I'd have the muscle memory. I thought it would be like riding a bike, but it turns out not so much.
You've had advice from a professional, someone who does this, and actually does tricks on a unicycle and stuff. So actually you've got, a bit of tuition under your belt.
Yeah, I did a lot of Google research to try and find someone who could teach me, because once I tried to get on it, had a couple of attempts of getting on it myself, realised it was going to be a bit harder than I thought. So I found a really lovely guy called Ed down in Milton Keynes, who is a pro unicyclist and teaches unicycle lessons. So I went down to see him on Tuesday last week and had a 2-hour lesson, which was exhausting, but really, really good fun actually. He was really kind, very, very patient with me, and gave me lots of pointers. So I definitely have kind of turned a bit of a corner since that time with him, but still pretty long way to go.
And you're doing it for From Me to You. We remember last year Liz Kentish doing her postbox challenge where she visited all the postboxes. And this is the same cause. And I guess from what people would know you from the Kitch Hen, words is a big thing for you.
Yeah, definitely. The way I sort of first came across the charity, and the reason I think I felt such an affinity towards the charity, is because their whole focus is similar to what we do at the Kitch Hen, which is brightening up people's days, something that drops unexpectedly through the letterbox. And yeah, that sort of similarity of using words to help people feel less isolated and less alone immediately for me struck a real chord. So I've been supporting them now for a couple of years, but this is the first big thing I've done for them.
Now, although they're a national organisation, you're raising money specifically for something local.
Yeah, so we're setting up a local hub for the charity. So Peterborough Cancer Centre came on board to take some of the letters which they distribute out to patients in the cancer centre going through treatment. So we're setting up a regional hub, the first regional hub for the charity. So one of the biggest focuses in that is getting people to hear about the charity and the work that From Me to You does, and also to raise some money for them this year. So hence my slightly crazy suggestion of doing this challenge with the unicycle. He's called Eric, by the way.
Eric the
Eric the
unicycle.
unicycle.
We'll get acquainted in a second. Not that close, though, I don't imagine. So, From Me to You, this is all basically an organisation for people who are maybe having treatment for predominantly, I know, cancer, but all kinds of things where they've got to kind of sit down for a while and they want human contact. And people are writing letters to them about all sorts of things that are going on for them, and it's just a little window on the world for them.
Exactly that, yeah. So there's sort of two ways the charity works. One is encouraging people to write to somebody they know. So we live in a world now where everything is electronic, isn't it? We send emails, we send text messages and WhatsApp messages, and I think there's something so special about receiving a handwritten letter and knowing the time and the thought and the kind of care and kindness that's gone into that. So the charity has this arm of encouraging people to write to someone they know, and if you're fortunate enough not to know somebody going through cancer, you can donate a letter. So they have this brilliant scheme where you can write a letter that they will then send to somebody who's requested a letter, either at home or in hospital. And there's always that slight challenge of, how do I write a letter to somebody I don't know? But the website, From Me to You's website, has some brilliant ideas of how to start letters and what to theme your letters around and how to end letters. And actually, I find it's a bit like journaling once you get into it. And it's a really lovely way to just spend a little bit of time. And actually, I find it makes us feel a little bit more mindful, because you kind of tend to find you're looking out for things in the day that you might be able to write a letter about. So yeah, you're exactly right. It's that human connection that's so important, and I think often can feel really quite lacking these days.
So, I think it's time to meet Eric. We've got the passengers just coming off the Rutland Bell in the background as well. Do you want to wait until actually they've gone and done their thing before you start mounting Eric, as it were?
Maybe. I often find I've been learning round about the village, And I think I kind of just feel like I'm developing this kind of name for myself. Everybody keeps seeing me repeatedly falling off my unicycle. But do you know what? The other good thing about it is it gives everybody a laugh. So maybe we should just get on it now while there's people around and give them something to smile about. I did wonder if you might bring a cycle helmet yourself, Rob, so you could have a go. Did you forget it?
I did. I was once on a tandem at Rutland Water and I was remembering that experience, which is almost as out of control as being on that, I think. A tandem, yeah. Because I couldn't work out which was the best, to be on the front, where you've got a bit more control with someone behind you pedalling like mad, or actually you were pedalling like mad and trusting them to actually brake at the right time. I found that quite... Never forgotten it.
I always chose the back of a tandem because my in-laws had one, and I used to find it was easier to be at the back because then you could get away with not doing so much.
Yeah. Is this a fairly standard unicycle?
Yeah, this is a beginner's unicycle. So I had a really funny experience when I went down to meet Ed for my lesson, because a friend had lent me a friend of hers unicycle, which turns out quite an advanced unicycle. I didn't know there was such a thing, but a really big mountain bike tyre and quite tall. And I got it out my boot when I went to meet Ed, and the first thing he said to me was, he said, "How have you been getting on?" That one was called Eunice. And I said, "Yeah, not so good." And he went, "Might have something to do with the fact that you've got your seat on backwards." So I'd been riding around with my seat on back to front. So I thought that that might mean that when I got on Eric, I'd be a pro, because that was the thing that was stopping me. Not so much. But yeah, Eric is a beginner's unicycle, so he's the one that Ed does all his teaching on. So I think he's pretty standard.
Okay. Right, so I'm not sure quite how this works on radio, but I guess we'll hear when it doesn't go so well and we'll hear when it does go so well.
Okay. I'm going to put my helmet on because I'm always super safety conscious.
Well, absolutely. That's a good thing when you're cycling anyway.
Yes, definitely. And I've got these gloves that a friend lent me because I fell off quite a few times backwards and really grazed my palms.
Yeah.
Because you need a flat surface, so you can't really go on grass so easily. Tell you what, actually, if you've got a spare arm and you can lean me your arm to...
Yeah, what, to push you off a bit?
Well, just to kind of hold on to.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine.
That's all right.
Of course we can do that. Okay, so you're on now, that's good.
And then you have to
walk
backwards.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. No problem.
Cycle forwards.
Okay, and now we walk backwards.
Oh.
No, that's a bit too far.
Right, we'll get it this time.
It's fine.
So you can hold your arm quite firmly just till I get my balance, and then we'll go.
Okay.
So.
And off we go. Okay, so I'm walking backwards, so we're going at a reasonably sedate pace, but actually we're picking up speed because I think we're going slightly downhill.
Yep.
Okay. It's all good.
All good.
Brilliant.
So the trick is to just keep your legs turning at a reasonable pace, but it's really hard. It's just frustrating that I can't come out on my own and practice, but that's life. I was just looking at the little jetty down to the boat and thinking, I wonder if I could have a go there and use the railings for support, but it could all end pretty disastrously, couldn't it?
Yeah, time it right and you'll be on the Rutland Belt.
Yeah, exactly.
But yes. Wow. It's so amazing to be here, though, isn't it, actually, at Rutland Water and have this facility.
Beautiful. Yeah, and we live, you know, only 5 minutes or so from here, so I thought it would be a brilliant place to do the challenge, because it's such a gorgeous spot. We're so lucky, aren't we, having this on our doorstep to enjoy, particularly on a day like today when the sun's shining and there's a little bit of a breeze in the air. Flush.
Yeah, absolutely.